why associating so much with these generational curses when we have our own generational blessings?
Your sins are forgiven. That means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. It does not matter where you are. Once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you.
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a watchman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly doing what? Dividing the word of truth. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good what? Good success. I'm seeing its theory of success, and that theory is built up by the blocks of God's word. And that's what I will teach you quickly this morning. Because many times, when the power of God comes upon us, we must understand the workings of that power. And then the wisdom of that power. In life, especially in this country, in this generation, the challenge we have with the miraculous is people that want to have the miraculous without God doing anything to their character. They want God to make them blow, but they don't want God to touch their lives. They want miracles without commitment. But that's not God's plan. God can bless people that are not born again. God does it every day. But the essence of that is to bring them into a closer union, closer relationship with Him. A man called Naaman, bowing down to Dagon, chief of defense staff, Syrian army, had leprosy. And then the little girl, slave girl, said, "Oh, that my master, my lord, will go and meet the prophet that is in Israel. He'll be recovered of his leprosy." So they sent a diplomatic letter to Israel. And then the king said, "This is my chief of defense staff. He has leprosy. Heal him." Ah. The king of Israel said, "This is Wahala, this man is looking for. He knows I cannot do this thing." So he will say, "You didn't heal my chief of defense staff and start fighting me." The prophet said, "Send him now to me. He will know that there's a prophet in Israel." He came, he was given directives. He went into River Jordan 7 times, came out. His body was like the skin of a baby. He went back and came with prophet's offering to thank the prophet. There's nothing wrong with that too. But then when he came, he said to Elisha, he said, "Ah, now I know that your God is the true God. And your God is the ruler over all the earth. But sir, my only issue is that, you know, I'm a political appointee. When I go to the temple of Dagon, as the president is here, I am by his side. As he bows down to Dagon, me too, as my chief of defense staff, I have to bow down to. That's the only thing." Elisha looked at him and said, "This man is not serious." He said, "Carry your prophet up. You can go. You know the story." Then Gehazi said, "Hey, this, see big fish like this, that this man is allowed to go? Ah, as the Lord liveth, this man will not go without being chopped." Then he ran after him. The reason why the prophet did not collect that is because he wanted miracles. He got a miracle, but he was not ready for real commitment. Why didn't Dagon heal you of your leprosy? Jesus borrowed Peter's boat. And then after preaching, Peter was there counting his losses, good heart. After preaching, he turned and said, "Cast your nets on the right side for the catch of your life." Peter said, "Master, we have toiled all night. We have not got anything, but at your word." So when people say that, God does not do financial miracles. Oh boy.
God does financial miracles. Heavy financial miracles. If you're in Nigeria, you need heavy financial miracles. That you go to a place and there are 100 people that bid it for a contract. And they are more experienced than you. And you are the one that they gave. Is that not a miracle? He looked at Jesus, nets. This man does not have fishing experience now. But he's a man of God. Let me not look as if I'm being rude or being adamant. Bring that old net. Because we have washed our net and packed it for the day. Bring that old net. Jesus said, cast your nets, plural. Just look for one old net. That's why when the fish entered, the net broke. Bring that old net. Let's cast it. Let it not be as if you are not obeying what he said. He cast it inside. When he saw the fish, and then he fell at Jesus' feet and said, depart from me, master. I am a sinful man. Jesus said, from now, you will be a fisher of men. That means that miracle changed his life. As opposed to Naaman. This miracle changed his life. So there are people that just want miracles, but they want to keep living the kind of life they are living. God's word must change you.
Yes, sir.
And that's why the Bible tells us that the word of God must be your meditation, and not only your meditation, that thou mayest observe to do. And he says, if you do this, you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. And it's that observing to do that I'm teaching you this morning. So that your increase, your success can be continuous. You won't go up today and come down tomorrow. People will not say that. What of this guy, that guy that we used to hear his name? We don't know where he is. Oh. That will not be your story. Oh. The Bible says the path of the just is as the shining light, shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. My yesterday is not as good as today. Oh. As beautiful as our yesterday was, it's not as beautiful as today. And we know that today is nothing compared to how beautiful our future will be. Why? Because God's word says our path is as the shining light. It's getting better. It's getting better. That is your story in Jesus' name. So, the prophet brings the power of God upon you. The teacher teaches you how to appropriate the power. The only two ministry gifts. You know the ministry gifts in the Bible? Apostle and then what? Prophets and what? Pastors and what? Evangelists and what? And teachers. The only two that are joined together in the Bible is what and what? Prophets and what? Teachers. There is no other two that is joined together in scriptures. And there's a reason. Because the prophet brings the power of God upon you. The teacher must teach you how to appropriate that power. Or else there are people that the power of God will be coming upon them, coming upon them, coming upon them. They won't know what to do with the power of God. Or they will underutilize the power of God. So that power, we call it the word of the sower, of the seer. And then the teacher, the word of the sower. So the seer, the prophet, speaks words of power. Then the teacher sows words. The sower, he gives you words that will grow into something that is enduring in your life. So when many people say that, they are praying for me here, they are praying for me here, they are praying for me here, my life is not changed. Listen to this message. It will help you. It will help you. It will change your life. Because this is the grace God has put upon me. Are we ready? Number one, I will rush through the things. Number one, single eye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Matthew 6, 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore that eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You know what this eye means here? It means singleness of vision, singleness of purpose. The reason why many are not successful, even when the power of God has come upon them, is because their mind is in many places.
I want to do ministry. We are doing ministry. We are believing God. We will succeed in ministry. But as you are doing ministry, you are organizing for your family to go to Canada. Your mind is in many places. So with one eye, you are doing ministry. Yeah. Hey, everybody come, everybody. But with the second eye, you are planning Japan. Your eye is in many places. And then you come. We don't know why ministry is not succeeding. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. There are people that are multi-gifted. If you are multi-gifted, that is, you can do anything. Okay? I can be a businessman. I can be an importer. I can be a lawyer. I can be many things. There are some of the people that have this problem. Because it is difficult for their eye to be single. As they are doing one, they are thinking that, Abi, I should just wear my wig and be doing this my lot, you know. At least if I get a farm and working for, I can be getting normal salary. This startup, Obina scam, oh, because the money is not coming. You see the way their mind is in many places. You must trust God to get the confluence of your gifting. That's where the spirit of seeing and knowing comes. There is a confluence of gifting. It is not ordinary that you grew up in the family that you grew up in. It's not ordinary that you grew up in Sapele, you grew up in Benin. It's not ordinary. Stop cursing the day of your birth. My only problem in my life is I was born in Nigeria. I miss road. You didn't miss road being born in Nigeria. You will look back at your life and be happy. And this is the singleness of I. You must embrace your life. You must own it and be happy about your life. Oh, I remember when I was a young man and I was doing water baptism. I think I was 12 or 13. And they took me for water baptism in the church. And it was before the pastor dunked me inside the water that my mom remembered and ran to me. I said, hey, Moyo, we didn't choose Christian name for you. So which name will you come out with now? And he was about to dunk me inside the water. That's my mom here. Yeah? I'm already inside water. And with Pastor Fubara that is trying to dunk me inside the water. And then my mom said, hey, what's the name? And Pastor looked at me and said, what's the name? Oh, to show how much I loved my life, I said, baptize me with Moyo. So they baptized me and I stood up and said, Moyo, yeah. I like my life. Tell your neighbor, say, own your life. The people that are succeeding in this country, they have singleness of purpose. You are saying that all these people that are trying to colonize this country, is the country not belonging to us? Hear your words. Hear their words. They are proud of Nigeria. You do as if it's a mistake you are in Nigeria. You have to embrace the country. I love this country. Oh. When there are things that I cannot change, I laugh about it. Do you understand? When God takes us to places, we will change those things. Nigeria is the home of the free. People that say, when you are in US, when you are in US, when you are in UK, oh boy, Nigeria is a free land, though. You go to those places, they will tax your body, they will tax your soul, they will tax your spirit self. There's always something good about everything. Look at that thing that is good, I embrace it. That inferiority complex is what's keeping many people down. Yes, sir. I can't wait to go to US and eat steak, you know, steak. Is steak better than suya? Yeah. In the college where we serve, we had some Americans, like two of them, military officers. They came around to the college. So I told the commander, I said that me and my wife want to host them in our house. He said, oh, beautiful. So they came to our house. My wife prepared fried rice, jollof rice, salad, zobo, everything. We drinks,
and everything. There was soda, everything. Moi moi. As they were eating, they were writing down the names of everything. Oh, the moi moi, the moi moi. The dao, 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 dao. Do, do. They did not take any. It is, they finished our zobo. And then when they left and went back to everybody, they met, oh, Konemoyo, Konemoyo. Oh, we ate moi moi in his house. I've never seen that kind of another thing. But you are here. If I could get a burger, be happy with where you are. Be happy. Rejoice. Oh, yes. The system will not lift you up. Embrace where God has put you. Don't be one of those people demonizing everything about your country. That anger that is built up inside you, it will work against your health. It will work against your advancement. Nollywood. 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 Chai. It is well. One man is a billionaire now. You know him. I think it's Iroko TV. One day I read some years ago, he was talking about Nollywood. Ah, I looked at it and said, is it the same Nollywood this man is talking about? He said, I was abroad, but when I looked at the quality of Nollywood movie, the message, you know, the content, I said, wow, the whole world must hear. I said, ah, this man is in his right senses. Nollywood. He said, the whole world must hear this. I said, so I should get a platform for it. I said, is it not Nollywood that somebody will die in Baba Riga? His ghost will come in jeans. But that is for you. To him, Nollywood is the best thing that happened to the world. He became a billionaire out of it. Why? Singleness of eye. While you are busy yabbing, his account is piling up. Because he embraced the system and saw something beautiful in his system. All those places that the Bible talks about. Oh, this is Hermon. This is Hermon. Go there and see what is beautiful about. If you go to Maldives, there are places that are far more beautiful than Zion and Hermon and all these places the Bible is talking about. That God calls a place a land flowing with milk and honey does not mean that you just get there, you will see milk and honey. Israel is a desert. But God sees beauty in ashes. He says something, the Bible says, out of the eater comes forth meat. Out of the strong, something sweet. God does not see the way everybody sees. God sees potential. You see the way Nigeria is championing the gospel in the whole world? Don't you see that? Do you see the way, how generous Nigerians are? You can't get it anywhere in the world, though. Take it from me. I've been to different countries. I was in the U.S. I was doing a course. I sat down, JJ, on my own. On my own. My friends came. I said, hey, Moyo, let's go and get a bro burger. Let's go to Burger King. I said, nah, on my own idea, so. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. So I said, talk. I would know the rumble as they have invited me. So I entered car with them, like four of us. That's how we went. Yeah, four burgers, please, and sodas. So the burgers and sodas. When it was time to pay, then I said, how much is the bill? $20-something. All right, cut that into four. Okay, bring. I say, oh, God. Me, I no bring. Me, now my own idea now. I no bring myself. Come here now. How you go tell me, say, make a call chop burger. Now you are cutting money. I say, I should pay my bit. I said, stop. Where I come from, we are not like this. So one person, the sponsor. We know they like this. So where I come from, one person go sponsor. They say, hold your money. I will sponsor all of you. It's in Nigeria that you get this kind of attitude. If you have pent up anger, it will not kill the country. It's you who will kill. Find joy in the place where you are. Don't curse your land. Bless it. If God tells you to relocate somewhere else, relocate somewhere else, but keep blessing your land. There are many things that can be better in Nigeria, but appreciate what is good in the country. Our educational system here is useless. Nothing can come out of it. No, useless. Where in the world will they train you to be a medical doctor, paying $100 per year? Go to US and say you want to be a medical doctor. 20 years, you'll be paying back your tuition. You go and get a loan. But here, when they say, what are you reading? Medicine. How much are you paying? 70,000 naira. That's $100, black market rate. It's even less than $100. Our education is useless. But people are leaving Nigeria first degree. They are going around for postgraduate. They are the best in their universities. How can a useless education produce that kind of thing? It's not the best as you want it. But appreciate what you have. One woman, a medical doctor, I met her years ago. I was my dad. Went to the hospital. And then she was talking. She said that she met some young people and said, if you are made the minister of water resources, what will you do? The guy was talking, you know, I will do boreholes in every house. He said, wait. Do you know that in this country, there was a time that we had dams in different cities that were servicing the water boards and servicing people? The dams are still there. He said, yeah. Then she turned to my dad and said, what I want to do is that I want to get people that are 45 years old or 50 years old and above so that we can gather and talk to the next generation of how it was when Nigeria was working. They say, excuse. Sir, ma, excuse me, question. Since I was young, now I'm getting older, I have never heard in my life somebody saying that Nigeria was working. So how is it now that you are now saying there was a time? I want to tell them a time when Nigeria was working. I have never heard anybody saying that anything in Nigeria was working. Even when $1 was 1 naira, people were saying, why is it $1? $1 should be 50 kobo. Why is it? there never be a time that they agreed that something is working in the country. But now you are now looking back. Solomon said to look back and say, why is it that the former days are better than these days? Is not being wise. If your eye be single, your what? Your whole body will be filled with light. Find purpose in your work, oh. Don't work for money. Work for purpose. There are people that all the work they do is for money. What directs them is money. How much is this one? How much are they paying here? How much? No. You are too precious to be living for money. You are bigger than to be living for money. Find purpose. Let your eye be single. When people are looking for money, they start a restaurant. In the beginning, you see everything. Well, when they make the money they want to make, you will see that the standard will start falling. You know why? It's because the money they were looking for, not purpose. If they were looking for purpose, want to set a standard that will be a blessing to people, money will not, whether they are making money or not, there will be a culture of excellence in the place because their eye is single. Anything that you have gone through in life, embrace it the way it is. When I was in secondary school, the power of God had come upon me. I was planning to break upon the whole of Nigeria. From university, I had planned. We start with Southwest, start with UI, where I had already gotten admission. Then enter OAU, enter UNILAG, enter those schools. Then representative in the North, ABU. Then we connect and then by the time I'm in my final year, we have conquered the whole Nigeria. Then I found myself in the academy. Oh boy. I suffered in military school. My academy, I now saw another level of suffering. The pain of going through, see, your pastor went to military school, he will tell you stories. The pain of going through, even Bible says affliction will not arise the second time. The pain of going through 6 years of suffering and then coming for another 5 years of intensive suffering. When I got there, and in the academy, you know, you will go, you know, I have to go on time so that I can do my registration, you know, before my trick. Oh boy, when you get there, the first 6 weeks, all you'll be doing is suffering, you know. Your program is suffering. That they will write it there. Daily program, the program from money you run, the other is suffering. You see suffering. So it is scheduled suffering program. I was there. My eye was looking at. You know why? Because I was not sure, am I supposed to be here or to be in University of Ibadan? I was running, I was doing the motions, but my eye was not single. And then one day I sat down in the midst of the suffering on my bunk and I was praying. I said, Lord, show me anything you tell me I will do. Show me. And then the Lord told me, you are in the exact center of my will for your life. Even our handlers saw the switch in me. They are, you, what happened to you? My eyes brightened up. My performance increased. Everything changed. I left that place as the over, what you call senior prefect here. I left that place as the senior prefect, as the best in everything in the academy. Why? Because my eye became single. In your marriage, your eye must be single.
Yes, sir.
You didn't hear me, so?
Then
my husband, I thought it was my husband, but then I met a prophet who told me that that is not my husband by destiny. That person has injured your life. Your eye cannot be single now. Then you go to Italy, you see somebody in one kind fine car, say, probably this is my true husband by destiny. That I've got to come and marry this jagajantis. Your eye is not single. Your eye is not single. The Bible does, it is good to marry who you love, oh. But the Bible does not even tell us to marry who we love. The Bible tells us to love who we marry. So when the prophet comes and tells you that, what God has joined together, I say, by destiny, you are supposed to have married Maria Carey. Oh, God, I should have called that name. And they say, I now marry this lady from my village. You can't see how my destiny... That is why there is destiny alignment.
Yes,
can you say amen?
Amen?
There is no mistake you will make that is bigger than God's grace. Even if you feel you have made a mistake, there is no mistake you can make that is bigger than God's grace. Because God has a GPS system. Once you had it, God has a GPS system. And God does not condemn. GPS, if it says turn left here, you don't turn, you go straight. It won't say, which kind of stupid human being are you? Which kind of mumu man are you? No, you'll be relaxed. Recalculating. Turn left in 150 meters. That's destiny alignment. The person you stood before God and you said, this is my husband, this is my wife. That is your husband by destiny. That is your wife by destiny. Love the person you marry. Let your eye be what? Single. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Number two, Psalm 78, verse 72. Number two, skill. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his what? Of his hands. Success requires skill. Anybody that tells you you don't have to do anything, you just lie down, God will just be doing things for you, is a liar. Any faith that puts all the responsibility on God is irresponsible faith. Any faith that says, hey, God will be doing his thing, my own is to sit down, that is irresponsible faith. The Bible does not sanction it. People that come and give testimony, hey, I didn't do anything. I was just lying down. I just got the contract. I didn't do anything. Very soon they will come with prayer points. Because the thing will crash in their hands. This God we serve does not sponsor mediocrity. Write it down. God does not sponsor mediocrity. The Bible says that there were three Hebrew children and Daniel. And they were in the first university in Babylon. And they were supposed to compare them with other people. And they said, please give us, we don't want to sit on this table. It's because the table was filled with foods offered to idols. They said, give us pulse, give us vegetable. Say, how can I just be giving you ugu to be eating? Abba, I can't do it. They will cut off my head. They say, test us 10 days. So he tested and they were looking more robust. And they were more brilliant. Then they left them. The miracle was not that they came out. All of them got F. And then the eunuch now changed their scores. And said, God has done a miracle. No. That's not a miracle. The miracle is that God made them 10 times better than the rest. That is the way of God. The way of God is that he has come upon Bezalel and Aholiab and given them skill. That's the way of God. The way of God is not to be attributed everything. You say, all these people that are making it is because they have gone to do sacrifice. There are people that are making it without any sacrifice. They are skillful. Anything God has called you to do, be skillful in it. If you need to go to school, go to school. You need to get a certification, get the certification. Stretch yourself. There are many of our partners that they say, sir, we are looking for, one of our partners said, we are trusting God, we are looking for scholarship. I say, if you don't get the scholarship, raise the money. The angel of the basket will bring the money. They are in UK now, doing the PhD. How do you know how much God can do if you are not stretching yourself? Skillfulness of hand. Be skillful, go the extra length. If in your city, they want to look for a tailor, when they say the tailor, your name should be the first name that comes to the mind of people. It is better for them to enter your city and say, I am looking for somebody that can shoot videos. That can shoot videos. They say, we can shoot, sir. And then when they tell them the quality of the video we want, they say, oh boy, the only person that can do this one is Jasco. But as you are going, hold your 5 mic because it's expensive. But they will come to you because you are the one that can deliver. That's skillfulness. So David was anointed, but the Bible says he led the people by the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hands. When they were looking for somebody that will come and play for Saul, when the evil spirit came upon Saul, it was not somebody that says, listen to the lyrics and not the melody. Church has gone past that stage. No, they looked for somebody that was skillful. But he was anointed, though. But he was skillful also. Read the Bible. David had a battalion of people that were slingshot throwers. The Bible says that they could fire 200 yards. Here, that is your hair like this, one hair. If they put it there, 200 yards, they could fire a catapult and it will hit. So when you are talking about David and Goliath, David knew how to fire that into the right place. Then the power of God came upon the stone. Not that you do like this. And then as you fire, the stone goes that way. That's what many people are doing. They come together, you sing a song, there's no skill in it. Pastor, can you just come and pray? Let this song go to the nations. Oh boy, he cannot go past this room. Even pastor knows. You yourself, you know. When you say, pastor, just speak words. Just speak, which word do you want us to speak? This is my book. Can you see the book? You open the first page of the book. I went to UK in the years full of wrong English. Then pastor reads first paragraph, second paragraph. Pastor has to encourage you. Well done. You have done well. You've done well. Because it's something to even have the courage. I will come to courage. To even have the courage to step out and do something in your destiny. Pastor, what I want you now. I believe I dreamt I saw this book in Australia. I saw it. Pastor said, what you are seeing? Me, I'm not seeing it. There is song you will hear. You will know that this song is going to the ends of the earth. Anything it takes for you to be skillful, get it. Any legal thing. God is opening the doors for you into the presence of greatness. There are some things on your own, it will take you 50 years.
God's favor will open the door for you to step into the lives of people that are masters in the field. That will tell you, this is the way, this is the way. And then you become a master yourself. When God opens that way, be wise. Oh. Go and listen to spiritual intelligence. You will know how to handle access to greatness. God opens doors to great men, to people. Then they go haywire. They give you number of a great man. There is a way you approach greatness. Oh. They give you the phone number of somebody. You chat the person up. Hi. Hi. Hello. What's up? What's up? Or somebody sees you and say, you're a good young man. Let my PA give you my number. And send me a message. Hi. You say I should send you a message, sir. Hi. Then later you say, that number is not on WhatsApp again. They have blocked you, it's still on WhatsApp. They blocked you. And that's why when the power of God came upon people and their legs were shaking, I said, may God give you the answer of the tongue. The wisdom to approach greatness. I'm trusting God to break me so that I can meet that man. I want him to mentor me. And then God opens the door. And then you meet the man. And just say, sir, please mentor me. That's not how to approach greatness. But you have not read any of his books. You have not listened to any of his podcasts. You don't even know what he believes. You just want to blow the way he has blown. It's God instructing us today. Be skillful. You're a man of God, master Bible. Master Bible. You're a medical doctor, master your field. Anything you are doing in your field, master it. Be the person that people will come and meet and say, if you have question on this, ask so and so person. You can't be a medical doctor and every day the only thing you are reading is Christian books. It's good though. Be reading Christian books, but read your medical books. Be an authority in your field. You know, the problem we have in this generation is that unless many times it's people like us that are living two lives in one, that understand what both sides are going through. Because there are times that, you know, we tell people, I don't know the kind of job you are doing that you cannot be here just 5 days a week. Oh boy, Pastor, 5 days a week can be very, very tedious. So when somebody is working particular kinds of jobs, and then say, hey, you have to stand up for the truth. When your boss is chopping money, go and meet him. You tell him, sir, you are eating money here. Yeah. Now your money, it takes wisdom. It takes tact to know when to talk. It takes skill. Learn the skill of human relations. The anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. Anger on social media does not work the righteousness of God. If this man is truly a Christian, he should have resigned from there. He should resign. Oh boy, Daniel was a man of God though. He didn't resign though. Because sometimes the person you are telling to resign is the reason why there is still sanity in the environment. But he cannot come out to tell you what he's doing behind the curtains to make sure that there is sanity. Be skillful. You are an artisan. When you are doing something straight, make it straight. Not that it will be like a snake. And then the man will come and say, this thing is not straight. Oga is straight. This thing is not straight. See the way it is that Oga, now decide where if you come this side, look out from here. You go say, Then everybody is going to say, this thing is not straight. No. Now the way you they look up. No pause aside, sir, my guy. If you look from this side, if it is straight from any side, it will be straight. Then at the end, you now agree, say, Oga, na night vigil, where I go, na in my eye, no straight, where are they? I go adjust them. Be skillful. Anything that you can add to what you are already doing, add to it. Our family, my wife and I and our kids, we watched the story of Soruchi Honda on YouTube. It's on YouTube. And watched how a man was improving himself, was trying to do pistons for cars. He couldn't get the piston done. He did how many? Only 3 passed the test with Toyota. Then he left everything and went to school for 3 years to go and learn how to do piston. See skill. See sacrifice. Listen to me well, oh. Listen to me well, oh. Listen to me. Hard work will give you salary. Sacrifice will bring you greatness. You can't be sitting there every day. You are just there. No self-development. You are not reading any books. There are people here, since you left school, you have not read a book from cover to cover. How about it should not be like that? You should find out what other people are reading. Daniel was reading Jeremiah's book. That's when he understood the timings and the seasons for Israel. Reading Jeremiah's books. You should read books. What you are looking for is inside the book. Pastor Kachizia, yeah? I'm not a fan of fiction, no? Until I read this book. Now my kids, they have read virtually everyone. I'm the one telling them, what of them? Have you read Hazard? Have you read? If you want to clap, clap. And the excellence in this house, we produce excellence in everybody. There is a system of writing a book that as you start reading it, you cannot stop until you read the last. You'll be eating like this, you open it like this. For many people, it does not come natural. You must learn it. You want to succeed, then you bring a kind of music, a genre that does not blend with the culture. Go and meet the people that are succeeding. Ask them what they are doing. You know, so you want to do concert. You come with concert here, and then the first person of the concert, that is not Nigerian kind. Nigeria needs percussion. We need to hear big somewhere. Ask the people. Ask them. How you they do and where the place they fill up? Tell me. Because this man, but you are breaking egg. You are drinking egg. You are drinking egg. Yeah. As they scream, people do like this. But you are unbendable. And this is what me I like. This is what me I like. I say confluence. Look for where the confluences with big. This is Nigeria. When you put it together, it will bring out a new sound. Be skillful. Be skillful. If you are sleeping till 11 a.m. every day, something is wrong. You are sleeping your destiny away. But I'm waiting to go to school. As you are waiting to go to school, carry books and be reading. Carry prayer and be drinking prayer. Be doing something for your destiny. This thing that makes it look as if life is just anyhow we meet it. Look, hope is not strategy. People don't stumble into, people can stumble into miracles. They don't stumble into success. You can stumble into miracles, but sustain success, you can't stumble into it. Stretch yourself. Go to school. Somebody is 50 years old. How can I get a job? I said, what do you have? I said, God can get me a job anyhow. Oh boy. It is easier for God to get you a job with a degree. Oh. If God can get you a job anyhow, God can get you 25,000 or 30,000 naira minimum wage job. But if you want a job of 500K a month, 1 point something million a month, you must develop yourself. One of our young men, rap artist, and very good at it. He's one of the best I've seen in the world. Rap artist, and he was rap, if you hear his lyrics, Kai, his lyrics tight. He was doing rap. And he had been withdrawn from school under some circumstances. So he just faced his rapping ministry, Christian rap. And he would rap, and they were inviting him to be the big, big platforms. But me, I was looking at his future. There's a difference between being a singer and a rapper. A rapper has time span. A singer, you can sing till you are 90-something. But when you are rapping, when you are young, you can jump on top of chair. Ha! Ho! Ha! Oh, boy, when you are 60-something, they say you'll be Agbaya now. Do you understand? There are some things that when you are 60-something and you wake up like this, Abba, this man know they grow up. Especially in our culture in Nigeria. So I was thinking, I was projecting to the future. What will this guy do? As I was projecting, he will come and give me testimonies. God is doing mighty things. God is doing mighty things. I say, when are you going to school? I'm thinking of you. I say, okay. You see, sir, in fact, we got platform, they invited me. I said, wow, praise God. When are you going to school? Because this time he was not married. But I was thinking about the future. I pursued him until he went to school outside the country. When he finished and got his certificate, when he finished his exam, I was the first person he called. Hey, daddy, I've got the degree. I said, you are free now. For now, you are free. That was as if they wrapped it because younger people were coming up. Younger people were coming up. But he was still like a mentor to them. And then he got married. He started having children. Then he was thinking, how will I pay these children? How will I pay their school fees? Those were the things I was looking at for him when he was rapping then. One day we were in a meeting. I was passing him. Something flashed. I looked. I said, hey, God has remembered you. The power of God came upon him. This was on Saturday or Sunday. He left the meeting. He got back to Lagos. 2 days later or so, he was in a vehicle going to the island. He received a call from presidency. They asked him, they said, come, where are you? He has submitted an application. They said, where are you? He said, I am in Lagos. I'm driving. They said, is there somebody you can give that car to now? As you are like this, run to the airport, take the next flight and start coming here. That's how he got job. He's working in the presidency. He's rapping by the side. He has found confluence. But that job he's doing in the presidency, he needed first degree to do it. What if the door opened and say, what's the first degree? It's still SSC I have. The door will close. It won't take anything. You might not go to school. Go to National Open University. Take your time. If you will take 4 or 5 years, do the degree. Pocket it. It is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. This man is supposed to be a man of God. I am teaching you practical things for life. Be skillful. Me, I can't do education in Nigeria. Nigeria education system is too small for me. I must go and run. I must go to Ukraine and do my studies. I want to do what's the name? Oga, take jump. Be studying now before Ukraine show. No. Since I believe God, I must cancel every other. That is not true. Then you wait now. Instead of taking jam, no jam. I'm confessing, Ukraine is opening, the war is ending. Oh boy, I use the lens key. I'm confessing, the war is ending, Russia is at peace with Ukraine. I am going to Ukraine, I'm going to do my degree, I'm going to do my degree. The war now finally ends, you get admission 2027, 2028. If you are done jam, you would have gotten one degree and gotten another degree. Or probably instead of first degree, you would have gone to do master's and PhD there. Time, once gone, cannot be recovered except by supernatural means. Say, I am catching sense. Every time God wanted to help people, we ask, and this is preferred way of acting. How can I help you? What do you have in your hands? He asked Moses, what is that in your hand? Elisha asked that woman, that prophet's wife, he said, how can I help you? What do you have in your house? You must have something. That your hobby that you think is normal hobby, that people will get there and say, oh boy, if that woman cooked jollof rice for you, oh boy, the taste will be in your mouth for 5 days. Convert it and give it commercial value. Number 3, courage. Courage. Joshua chapter 1, the Bible says, be courageous. Be courageous. Be courageous. I said it during immersion. The currency for greatness is what? Courage. The people that are doing big things don't have two heads. The person that is CEO, the difference between him and you is courage. That's why I said in this meeting, may your spirit rise up. I say, may your spirit stand up. It is courage. When we are young, they will tell people, you know, preparation time is not wasted time. Keep preparing, keep preparing. You can keep preparing until you are used to a kind of message that tells you to continue preparing. The day of your manifestation, you are still preparing because they have put you permanently on preparation mode. There is a time that you must stand up and say, the day of my manifestation has come. Say, I'm not ready. There is nobody that is ready for greatness. So when you carry greatness, greatness makes you ready. That is why you see that people that are firstborn, especially in cases where they have a problem, that there is a mishap, their parents have a problem, and the firstborns have to rise. You see how successful the firstborns are? Because they have to rise up and take responsibility. Be courageous. The people doing big things don't have two heads. There are some of you here, you're already 30 years old, 30-something years old. When will you allow God to do something big with your life? There are some of you, at your age, Jesus has ascended up after finishing the work of redemption. When will you allow God to do something big with your life? Say, I'm rising up. Courage. Courage. Step out. It might look dark. Step out. That business, I am going to do it. Started today. I am praying. Sometimes people hide under prayer because of a lack of courage. Prayer is supposed to fire you up with adrenaline in your soul. You are supposed to rise up your courage from prayer. I say it again. May your spirit stand up this morning. God told Joshua, I am with you. Only be thou what? Courageous. Courage does not mean that you are not afraid. It means that you are acting in spite of fear. You will never know what God can do for you until you stand in spite of fear. Some of our partners, you know, they say that they are... there are some of you, you have been sowing seeds. Do you know how harvest will come? By being courageous. That project, do the project that is bigger than what you have in your bank account. Heaven will attend to you. That's how harvest comes. The stars must not align over your head. Stars never align. Your way is to step out. I being in the way, God will lead you. There was an officer, my senior, is a disciple. He came back from abroad and wanted to go to UK for masters. And in those days in the army, in the whole army in a year, they might send one person or two people, sponsor them to UK. So he said that he had even gathered money, does not want sponsorship. He just wants the army to release him to go and do the masters and come back. So one evening we gathered, both of us, and we were praying. Rabba kataya brother, Lord, show us the way. Lebekita, laswa taigabaya, neketiata. There are two kinds of laziness in prayer. Do you want to know the two kinds? Do you want to know the two kinds? There is a laziness that is laziness to pray. Inability to pray. You know, there are people that feel that you that you are not praying. The day that jungle will mature, you will see yourself praying. It is a lie. It is a lie. If you have not learned to stretch yourself in prayer, the day wahala will come, you won't be able to pray. It's just like telling people that if you are not exercising, the day lion will chase you, you will run. It's a lie. If you are running from here to there, no problem. If that lion has stamina, oh boy, at a point you just say, Lord, thank you. I'm born again. My sins are forgiven. I am coming home to you. Have you not seen people like that? Come and pray. No, I'm very busy. Then the day problem comes. They say, have you prayed? Say, I don't even know how to pray, self. I don't know. When they sit down to pray, you hear, yay! Jesus! Oh, they can't pray. They have never learned to stretch themselves. So Pastor Jesus, come. We are doing 5-hour stretching. It's for your good, though. You are carrying weight. Your spirit is stretching. And once your spirit is stretched, it can never return to its original dimensions. One kind of laziness. Second kind of laziness. People have problem. They pray all the problem on God. They don't want to hear what they should do. Lord, our business is not moving forward. Why? We have bought this thing since last year. Up till now, it has not sold. Let's go. Prayer. God, do it. God, do it. Anyway, anyhow, God, do it. By hook or by crook. Let you say, who? And then God is whispering, hello? What you should do? No, God, do it. God, do it, do it, do it. You know how to do it. You can do all things. Nothing is impossible with you. Oga, what you should do is that you should advertise on social. Hey, no, God, do it. Anyway, there's nothing possible with my Jesus. That's laziness. It looks as if you are walking, but it's laziness. It's spiritual laziness. So as we are praying, he says, I will stand upon my watch to see what he will say unto me. As I stood, as we are praying, Reka Payata, I got signals from heaven. I said, Augusta, God said you should be courageous. You should stand courageously. That's what God is saying. That the way is open, but you should be courageous. He said, amen. I received. The next day, he went to the office. The corps commander, that is a major general, asked to sign the thing before he goes to army headquarters. So, he didn't know the corps commander. The corps commander did not know him. But he just saw the corps commander coming from the car. And the next day was the day the thing was closing. Application was closing. So, he just met him. Just say, good day, sir. He said, Omo, how are you? Fine, sir. Sir, I just came back from, what's his name? I'm trying to go for masters in UK. And he said, but no need for, just release. He said, no, let them sponsor you now. He signed it. He said, tell so and so person is traveling to Abuja tomorrow. Let him take it to Abuja for you. So he took it to Abuja and he joined many other applications there. Be bold, be courageous. By the time they finally picked, that year it was only 4 people. Now there are many that they picked. But that time it was only 4 people. He was one of the 4. Then when they were collecting their entitlements, getting ready to go to UK, they started asking themselves, so you, how did they pick you now? The first one said, oh boy, the Minister of Defense is my cousin, you know. I said, you are lucky. What of you? He said, I had to go and meet my uncle, retired, who the Chief of Army Staff was working under when he was young. He's the one that spoke for me, a retired general. I said, The third one, Emir's son. Do you need me to explain that one? Son of an Emir. Do you need me to use simple diagrams to explain? Okay. Then they looked at him and said, what of you? How did he get here? He said, prophetical hire. Prophetic words are lifting you on this mountain of ascent. Prophetic words are lifting you in the name of Jesus. But the prophetic word was what? Be courageous. Only be thou courageous. Number 4, be diligent. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The diligent hand will bear rule. Say, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before what? Before mere men. Proverbs 22, 29. Be diligent. You're a tailor. You tell people, I will give you your things by next week. Don't say, you know this Christmas period, many things happen. I bet next week again. No, be diligent. Research shows that you need 10,000 hours to become a master. You know what that means? 10,000 hours. To become a master, mastery. If you are playing the violin, if you are playing 3 hours a day, in a year, that's 1,000 hours. That means it takes 10 years of praying 3 hours a day to become a master of the violin. If you are praying, that means that it takes 10,000 hours. If you are praying 5 hours a day, it will take you about 7 years. Things don't happen overnight. Inconsistency lies the power. Go all out to that work you are doing, spend the night doing it. Learn to be excellent. Don't do things halfway and say, this is enough, I can't kill myself. No, work will not kill you. It will refine your personality. Work is not a curse, work is a blessing. The Bible says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I cannot come to work today. What? My body is doing me one kind. Now you have come and said they want to sack you from work. There are people, when an organization says we want to lay people off, they know their names can never be there. If they come, if they even tell the organization, please, I am going, they will beg them. People say there is no job. There is job. Oh.
Yes, sir.
There is job. It's not that all the jobs nowadays, they are not ready to train anybody. They want ready-made people. Get yourself prepared for your future. But let me say one more thing. Any little thing you have seen God do in your life, be thankful for it. Don't be a grumbler. Don't be a complainer. Any little thing you have seen God do in your life, be thankful. I didn't just say, just be ordinarily thank you. Carry it to the high heavens and see that you are the only one that God is looking at from heaven. Or else you have leanness of soul, abound with thanksgiving. Let his sin not be part of your life. Jettison entitlement mentality. Nobody owes you anything. No. Your uncle did not give back to you, does not owe you anything. Even those that you have helped before, you help them because of God. They don't owe you anything. There are parents that teach their children and say, this one owes you, this one owes you. I was the one that helped you. You are handicapping your children. You are injuring their destinies. People will sit down. Look at this senator. He's not here that we helped him. Now he has abandoned us. Nobody owes you anything. If you are angry, you might rise up, go and become the senator. Abound with thanksgiving. Any small thing that God does for you, abound with thanksgiving. I am looking for 1.5 million naira for business. Somebody tells me, I say, I hear that you are trying to do a business. Take 5,000 naira. Did you hear the business? Excuse. Did they tell you the kind of business I want to do? I'm not planning to be selling okpao. Did they tell you the kind of business I'm trying to do? And this is what you gave. As well. The same way we are blessed. May God bring people to bless you. This same way. This same way. Let God bring somebody to bless you. No. Don't be like that. That's entitlement mentality. You should be grateful. It's not about the amount. That God put it in the heart of somebody. To want to be part of what I am doing is a blessing from heaven. The same way God put it in the heart of this person that has 20,000 naira to give me 5,000. It's the same way God will put it in the heart of somebody that has 10 million to give me 2 million. See the character of the mercy and the grace of God. Not just the results. We are always happy. My wife and I, we are always happy. From the time we were living in one room, we were rejoicing. We are rejoicing. I remember one time, then Pastor G and his people, all of them, they had come to the house. They had, they were men. In fact, sometimes they will come in batches. Pastor G and his, they will come in Zaria. Then they will go. Another batch will come. And my wife will cook. We give them, things. And then one day, we woke up the next day. And then my wife said, we are just married then. My wife said, there's no food in the house, though. As she said that, we just heard screaming. Glory to God and rejoicing. We are thankful. It was not long later that we saw somebody bringing some packs of juice and say, sir, yesterday we were so blessed. Is there somebody? Can I wash your car? Can I do something? I brought this for you. That juice is what we drank that morning, But with joy. With joy. Now, those days are gone forever. With joy. And we did say, God, we are serving you. No food in this house. And we are serving you. Is that how God rewards people? When we are serving you, no food in the house. We too will start doing corner. No. It's a privilege to be used of God. Be thankful. When people help you, remember to send them a message thanking them. Don't have entitlement mentality. Your parents are trying. You mean they are sending you to that good school? The fees there is very expensive. Am I the one that brought myself to the world? Did I beg them to give back to me? Are they not the one that gave back to me? Oh, is their response. There are people that have given back to children and they dumped them in the dustbin heap. Be thankful. Be grateful. Cultivate thanksgiving.
to God, to people. Learn to say thank you. Learn to appreciate people. It makes you a beautiful soul. You know what the devil does to people? The devil puts pressure on people, until it affects their conversation. Then people start running away from them. Anytime you just meet the person, they will tell you, hey, if you meet him, don't ask him, how are you? Don't ask him, how are you? Then one day, you just say, hey, bros. Hey, how are you there? Then you make the mistake. Ah, how are you now? How are you? In Nigeria like this? How are you? You ask me, how are you? You yourself, don't you know, how are you? How are you? Nigeria, that they have killed Nigeria, they have finished Nigeria. They say, let me be going. No, wait. Look, the way this country is going, there's no way anybody in Nigeria can succeed. I wanted to Japan, they didn't give me visa. I went through Morocco, I was trying to go. Nobody will help you. Nobody will help you. You will think people will help you. They will not help you. They will run away from you. Entitlement, bitterness has a way of sending people running. Thanksgiving has a way of bringing people. When people feel down, they will know that if I come around him, just what's after? Oh, God is good. God is good. We are seeing the bright side. God is walking. Those are the people that people gather around. Be thankful. Show appreciation to your parents. Don't say I'm their responsibility. Now they inform me. Show appreciation to them. Don't cook up. How to say, Daddy, I need 50,000 and I need it urgently, or else I'm going to die. Say, guy, what can we use to spice up this 50,000? Say, ASUU strike, recovery fees. Just put something. Elderly parents sent message to their son in US. And said, we have problem with the roof. Please send money. It will cost $2.1 million. He sent dollars. Then later they snapped the house and said to him, but this is the same roof, no change. They said, all that time that you were saying you needed Gochelonga, you think we didn't know? When we are sending you money, you think my mumu with day? We too, we are reaping. This is our harvest period. When you were lying and saying you need this in school, you think we didn't know you were lying? We were sending you money. Nah, our turn, nah. You go see where? Hallelujah. Can you shout glory to God? Jeremiah 30:19, as I finish. This is ascent. Do all these things with integrity and trust in the favor of God. Trust in the favor of God. Don't trust in just your abilities. Be diligent, be skillful, be everything. Trust in the blessing of the Lord. We can throw dice, so, but it is God that does what? That gives double six. We can throw dice, so, that's what Bible says, so, but it is God that gives double six. Trust in his favor. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. God is multiplying you. You are not few. He is also glorifying you. You are not small. In the name of Jesus. The places where you were small, where you started small, the Bible says, though your beginning was small, yet shall your latter end greatly increase. I command increase into your life. I command increase into your affairs. Increase into your wallet. Increase to your bank accounts. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Most High giveth them understanding. The inspiration of the Holy Ghost that gives ideas, that gives understanding, that gives wisdom. I breathe it into your souls now. Let it inundate your minds now. In the name of Jesus, I command answers into your heart. I command answers into your mind. In the name of Jesus, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, eating the bread of affliction. For so he gives his beloved sleep. In the name of Jesus, I decree, God is helping you build that house. God is building that marriage for you. God is building that business for you. God is watching over your life. He's watching over your children.
is watching over your city in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. I command in the name of Jesus, every attack of hell, every machination of evil, the Bible says it disappoints the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. God is the one that turns dividers mad and makes their wisdom foolishness. I command protection over you. Every weapon fashioned against you is broken in pieces in the name of Jesus. And so I say, according to the word of the Lord, to you whom God has holding up your hands, God is loosening the loins of kings to you. He's opening the two-leaf gates to you, and they shall not be shut. He's going before you and making the crooked places straight. He's breaking in pieces the gates of brass, cutting asunder the bars of iron. I command into your life treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. And Isaac kissed him and said, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord God has blessed. Therefore, the Lord give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. I command the favor of the Lord upon you. I command the honor of the Lord upon you. The terror of the Lord that makes people afraid of you, let it rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Where they are machinating evil for you, planning wickedness for you, I break them in the midst in the name of Jesus. The honor of the Lord that singles a man out for blessing, that makes him head and shoulder over other people, let that crown of honor rest upon you. You will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you with singing. I command in the name of Jesus, joy in your going out, joy in your coming in. The mountains and the hills, difficult situations, are breaking forth before you with singing. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. I command helpers into your life. Oh, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executes his word from a far country. He says, I have spoken it, I will do it. I have declared it, I will bring it to pass. I call helpers from far countries. I call helpers from far and near. Let angel investors attend to you. Let sponsors come your way. Let God raise men to speak for you. Let God raise women to carry your cause. In the name of Jesus. That prophecy says, nations shall quake before you. Potentates shall bow down to you. And the mighty shall open doors of favor unto you. Because the Lord God has favored you. I command nations to quake before you. Kings are calling for you. They are bowing down to you. They are asking for your help in the name of Jesus. And the mighty are opening doors of favor unto you in the name of Jesus. I declare over you, space is made for you in tight places. Ancient doors are open unto you into exclusive circles in the name of Jesus. By the time I see you next year, you will be 1,000 times more than this. So I drag you into greater blessings. You are living in houses you did not build. You are drinking from wells you did not dig. You are eating from vineyards that you did not plant. God is bringing strangers to favor you. In the name of Jesus, let the angels of this anointing run at this word I speak. Let them run into the systems of the world and make it good in the name of Jesus. The wild wind of the Spirit is carrying you. And the forces of time and chance favor you. I command upon you joy unspeakable, peace unbroken, and testimonies abounding. In Jesus' mighty name, rejoice.
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God-breath ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.